Now, here's a question that was asked by a gay, but I'm going to translate it for more general interest. It's the same question. I have a strong feeling she loves me, a woman. And I really love her. I get some positive signs from her that she feels that way toward me. But sometimes she, I'm summarizing this long question, but here's a quote. Sometimes she, quotes, treats me in a degrading fashion, unquote. My problem is what to do, to pursue, leave, or what? Shouldn't my feeling be decisive? In regard to an issue of love, what else counts? So if I feel like taking the negative, taking her, her disinterest or her mixed signs and simply waiting to see and trying, isn't that the right thing to do? Because I feel. And I would say no. In love, certainly your feeling is a necessary condition, but it's not by itself sufficient. You have to know why you feel what you do. What values she has, and does she really have them? How do you know? I just give you a silly example. When I was very young, I went on to pick up a date, and I didn't know her. And, you know, in those days, you wore a suit and tie to a date. And she opened the door, and she's first words out of her mouth were, "Dad is the worst tie I've ever seen." And my reaction was, "Oh, great, I found an independent woman." Later, I found out that there is such a thing as hostility as distinct from independence, but you have to know what qualities a person really has and not just go by superficial data. You also have to know what is your feeling of, quote, love in your own life. Have you had a history of being in love time and again, and a string of affairs and desires, and you always get tired, or they get tired of you, and you move on? If so, you know, it could very well be that you are not in love, that you don't feel love. You feel a sexual desire for some reason, and that what you call really, really being in love is really, really wanting to go to bed, or really, really wanting to conquer her, or whatever it happens to be. Particularly if she says, you know, you can take a lot of things, but if she says, if there was one occasion in which she really, quote, treated you in a degrading fashion, that is, that is, to me, decisive, if that's what it really was. Now, I suppose you're balancing, you just don't know what way to go. Why don't you ask her and let her give an answer? It sounds to me like in the way you've described it, that she does not, she may want some kind of relationship with you, but she does not want that kind. And you have to find out, does she mean it? But then I would say, if she means it, leave her alone. Now, a number of objectivists have the idea that since you should, quote, be true to your values and fight no matter what the price is, therefore, if you fall in love with someone and they don't reciprocate it, you should continue to pursue and try and court and, or at least stand on the sidelines and wait and let her see you're always there. I think that's completely wrong. Pursuing and achieving your values does not mean pursuing and achieving a person. If a person has autonomy, and no one wants someone whom they don't love to follow them around in thought or in action and tell them or imply to them I want you, I'm waiting, I'm miserable without you. Not to boast, I've had a few girls in my time do that. It is horrible. Nothing makes you hate somebody more than that.